About a quarter of the people in the world now own a mobile telephone. Very useful they are too for most of us. They're even more useful if you haven't got a landline phone or some other means to communicate with friends, family or colleagues. But in many parts of the developing world, mobile phones are too expensive for most people to afford. However, the big phone companies are making an effort to bring down the price of the handsets. Nokia's selling them for around $120, and its rival, Motorola, is involved in a project to get handsets onto the market for as little as $25. Of course, buying the handset is only one expense. You've still got to pay for the calls. Ben Soppit of the GSM Association, which is endeavouring to boost mobile phone access, says there are ways around that problem.
If you earn a dollar a day, and the minimum prepaid top-up is $3, you can't eat for 3 to 4 days before you can afford that. In the Philippines, they have micro prepaid top-ups as low as 3 cents, and people can actually afford to buy the minimum top-ups required to use the service. So it's not only total cost of ownership, it's also how you pay for it.
What difference does it make to people once they are connected to the mobile phone network? How does it affect their lives?
The value of being able to communicate to multiple locations and people over significant distances without having the need to physically travel there can't be overestimated. And for you and I and everybody else in the West, it's really easy to forget that and take it for granted. But if you had three different people you wanted to talk to, either for social reasons or for work, and you had to physically travel to talk to them and communicate to those people, that would limit enormously your social interactions, your economic interactions, your ability to develop your life and that of your family, of society. That's what communications delivers.